Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Estate Right Now. My name is Jay Izzo, and we are live from the Blitcraft Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of the Research Triangle Park. Today's show, well, Happy New Year. I guess we should say that. It came out of the holiday season. This is a new year. And you have a lot of questions. I know you do. And the questions are like, well, when it comes to real estate, what's going to happen? I mean, we thought about last year and everything that happened last year. And last year was a turbulent year. At the beginning of the year, houses are flying off the market. Things are happening so fast. So houses are selling like crazy. And then we start moving towards the market and it starts to, quote unquote, normalize. And then we get a little bit further down the year and it starts to slow down. And let's be honest, the year was a little unpredictable. Well, do things change in 2023? Do things stay the same? Well, you're going to want to stay tuned to the show because I have a great guest. His name is Tony Fink. You know him. He's been on the show several times before. He is a listing and buyer's expert here at Linda Craft Team. He's been doing this for a long, long time. Tony, welcome back to the show and Happy New Year.
Jay, Happy New Year, and it's a pleasure to be back. Welcome to the audience.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege to be on the inaugural 2023 podcast with you.
Yeah. This has been a lot of fun. This is something that we, you know, the show has been something we started kind of towards the end of the year, mid end of the year. And it's grown and grown in popularity. And so we want to just say thank you to everybody for tuning in, watching us live like you are now. And for those of you who listen to the podcast later, we do appreciate you doing that. You know what? Tell your friends. Give us a positive rating wherever you listen to the show on your platform.
Okay. And yeah. Don't be afraid to send in your questions.
Right.
Because Jay knows what he's going to ask. I have no idea what I'm going to say until he asks it. But whatever you want to know is probably more interesting to all of us.
Yeah. So if you're watching us on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, wherever it is that you're watching us, please, you know, you got questions about the 2023 year in real estate and any real estate related question, ask Tony. He's available for you here for the next 30 minutes. So Tony, let's just jump right in and ask the first question. What challenges will buyers and sellers face in 2023 compared to 2022?
Fantastic question, Jay. So I'm going to start off by saying, what is the state of the union in January of 2023, and how is the market? Now, let me interview you.
Sure.
Jay, you know about real estate. You live with somebody who's involved in real estate.
Right.
What would be your assessment, just in an adjective, of today's market right now, 2023?
Unpredictable.
Okay. That's a good word. I think the market's great.
Okay.
All right.
Help us out. Help
now,
us out here.
Now, great does not equate to normal or really awesome for sellers or really awesome for buyers. It equates to balanced. It equates to normalized. I don't use the word normal because there is no normal.
Okay.
Everything is changing every day and the market is changing every day. So when you look at challenges that buyers are going to face in 2023, buyers have more challenges and less challenges going into 2023. And what I mean by that is their interest rate environment is different. It's more expensive. So right now the 30-year mortgage rate's around 6.5, spiked at around 7.5. In October, but in January, this time last year, Jay, it was 3%. So that difference has risen the monthly payment about $1,100 a month on a $450,000 mortgage. Okay, median home price in our area in the Triangle in Wake County is about $455,000. So just, you know, you kind of use it as an approximate. So that really does require buyers to think about budget and then what they must have versus what they want to have. So separating needs and wants. Now for sellers, it is a different set of facts. Sellers' biggest challenge today is themselves, impatience. It's not fun having your house on the market. Usually having your house on the market means you're trying to move on to the next chapter in life. And this thing that has always become your home, your holiday celebrations, your birthday celebrations, your private and your public moments, now all of a sudden is a liability. And sellers have recency bias. They remember what everyone else said yesterday. What was going on yesterday? Well, first of all, the market started changing nationally and started changing in the Triangle March and April of last year. That's 6, 7, 8 months ago, right? It's a long time ago. But people always talk about, oh yeah, I sold my house in 12 seconds. So that's the biggest challenge I think sellers face, is really just understanding the market is normalized. It is balanced. So you just need to be a little more patient.
Okay. So how does the 2023 market look at this point compared to last year?
So 2022 was a pretty strong market. 2021 was a very strong market when you look at total transaction count.
Okay.
This year going into 2023, I think our transaction count is going to be lower than it was in 2022. Ooh, that's scary. Wait, what do you mean? Lower transactions? There were over 3,000 closings in the month of December 2022.
Okay.
Okay, that's $1.7 billion worth of real estate. So a normalized market is by no means a scary market. We have on average maybe 2.5 months of inventory. That is not a buyer's market.
Okay.
It's not a seller's market either, though. Okay, it's sort of a balanced market, maybe a little bit more in the favor of buyers right now because of the seasonality that you typically experience in real estate. For most markets, the March 1st to June 30th, often due to school assignments and making sure you have your home ready so that kids can go to school, is sort of the peak transaction period. Mm. So that's a little bit of what's going on right now.
I got to give a shout out to Kevin Martini, who happens to agree with you about
awesome. The market. Kevin, you're a really smart guy.
Yeah. But we do appreciate Kevin writing in. Kevin says, hey, look, there's no such thing as a good market or bad market. There's just markets. And I do think there's something to be said about that sentiment, right? There, mm-hmm. Right? It's really, really is true. Okay. Is there any expectations, predictions, or forecasts from your opinion and what you studied for 2023 with regard to the triangle real estate market?
Sure. And I'll throw a broad disclaimer out. My crystal ball is as cloudy as the next person's.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm able to do is give you boots on the ground experience, somebody who's dealing in transactions, dealing with buyers, dealing with sellers, dealing with appraisers, dealing with lenders on a daily basis. So my pulse on the market is by nature probably better than the average homeowner. Okay. It's obviously a lot better than the average homeowner. But with respect to pricing, I think in the triangle market, Jay, if I asked you, what do you think prices were up in 2022? It was a weird market. It was really strong at the beginning. Got kind of funky.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
What do you just throw a guess?
Up for
pricing.
Pricing?
Yeah. House values.
You'd
be wrong. It was 10%. All right. Now, does 10% sound bad?
No, not really.
It's awesome.
Yeah, not really.
10% is phenomenal appreciation rate.
Oh.
I don't think we should be expecting 10% going into 2023.
Right.
A normalized market with relative leverage between buyers and sellers. And what is real estate? Real estate is, you know, not buying Bitcoin. It's not buying stock. It's not quite as liquid as those things. You usually have a lag effect in information. But if it's going up 2.5% or 3%, which I think is the national average when you look at it over a duration, an extended period, 10% is phenomenal.
Right. Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, I'm going to just jump in here.
Yeah,
I remember when I first got into real estate and got my real estate license in 1997. And when I first got my real estate license, I remember that we were looking initially that, we were looking at about a 3% increase.
Annualized
increase year over year. And that was what we felt was like a pretty steady here in the triangle was about 3.5%. Comparatively, 10% is huge.
It's huge. And pre-pandemic, if you go to when I would say the triangle really got on the radar map for employers and job growth and migration, which we benefit from, the triangle is still an extremely popular area to live for a lot of reasons. It's got great employment, it's got great healthcare. So we have retirees coming, we have people moving for work, we have people moving for a change of lifestyles because of portability of work. But before the pandemic, the infamous COVID, so to speak, our market went up from 2014 to 2019, 6.3% when you look at Wake County median home price. That is a phenomenal market.
Yeah, it is. That's a phenomenal market. Yeah. So what are some of the other expectations or predictions that you may have for 2023?
So I think from, and I'm going to break it down between buyers and sellers. So for sellers, I think you have to be a little more patient. You have to work with a professional that can help you understand where your home sits segmented in the marketplace and with respect to buyer demand. I tell most of my clients who are sellers, if they can, air quotes, millennialize your house, make it most appealing to the largest buyer segment that exists right now, you know, that will serve you well. Hmm. But I think it's a normal time frame. So when I was advising clients in 2022 on listings, I was talking to them about days and maybe minutes for offers, right? In a normalized market or the market we're in right now, it's weeks. So if you ask me, Tony, what would be the normal time frame for me to sell my house if I listed it with you? I'm going to say, Jay, it's going to be between 3 and 4 weeks and 3 or 4 weekends. Okay. After that, if we don't get a contract on your house, market's kind of telling us maybe we missed the mark on pricing.
But that's still better than I recall from years past. And again, I'm going back to, you know, being over 25 years in this business, that when I was first starting out, I remember it was much longer.
Yeah, 3 weeks is not a long time.
Right. I mean, and so what I mean, perspective wise, you know, it was like, okay, well, we're not, you know, we could see a longer, much longer period of time of houses on the market than 3 weeks or 3 to 4 weeks or 3 to 4 weekends.
Yeah. So let's go through the seller expectation. A longer time frame than your friends who sold down the street 6 months ago. All right. Second thing is you're probably going to have less showings to get a contract. That's a little scary. Why am I not getting as many showings? At the peak of the demand in 2021, the average showing to contract was about 24. Now it's right now around 13. Well, 13 people is a fair amount of people to see a house, okay? So sellers should expect longer time frame, more showings to get a contract. But here's the real killer. In a normalized market, there's give and take between both parties. So list price or contract price as a percentage of list price. In the halcyon days of 2021, it peaked at 104, 104% when you look at the triangle MLS. And that's a broad group with a lot of different price ranges. Right now it's around 97.5%. So what I prepare most of my sellers for is we can't overprice your house. Because buyers are very informed. And if you overprice the house, you're gonna be chasing the market and you're gonna get less money. So let's identify the range in pricing and let's understand that we most likely will negotiate to or down from list price, but hopefully within 95 to 100% of list price. Mm. That's a very different conversation than the conversation I had with the same seller in 2021.
Right.
It was like, let's price it. The market's going up 2.5-3% a month. I can't keep track of that.
Right.
I don't know. Not that I'm not an expert, not that I'm not a professional, but you don't really know the leading indicator on demand, right? You don't know what buyers are going to do. So in that case, we always picked a sale price, list price that we thought was fairer to the sellers with the intent of negotiating above it. And that happened almost on every contract.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're saying or what you're saying here, and I think everybody has agreed, that there is negotiating room that we didn't really have at the beginning of 2022 and the end of 2021. We're now in a negotiating type of situation again, where we're not buying houses as is. There is negotiation of inspections. There's going to be those type of negotiations where we didn't see that as much before.
Well, we saw it before 2020.
Right.
So now we're talking again about recency bias.
Right.
Just happened yesterday is what I expect to happen tomorrow. Right. It's not going to be the case. So when you're talking about a $300,000 asset, a $400,000 asset, a $700,000 asset, $1 million asset,
right,
which is what a house is.
Sure.
At one level, it's an asset. At another level, it's a home. Okay. There should be negotiation. There should be give and take. Last time you bought a car, did you pay above sticker price on purpose and just go and say, I know you want 100, but I'll give you 120.
No.
Right? You're like, you want 100, I'll give you 60.
Right?
That's a normal market when it comes to real estate, normalized.
Right. Okay. All right, good.
I hope that helps. And Kevin, yeah. I hope we're hitting you and your questions.
Yeah, and especially anybody else who's out there, feel free to write in your questions. We're here, we're listening, watching for you for sure. All right, how much, question number three. How much of a factor are the higher interest mortgage interest rates And I know that there's been some things in the news recently that we're probably going to see that the Fed's going to probably raise the interest rate. Is that going to really affect our mortgage rates? How's that going to work? What do we expect to see here?
Yeah, fantastic question. So there's a couple questions in there. Let me deal with the first one. How much is interest rate affecting buyers or sellers January of 2023? Nowhere near as much as it was in November, October, September, July. Keep going back, right?
Right.
Here's why. The velocity of change in interest rates in 2022 was stratospheric. And it's very hard for markets to adjust to an underlying component to the health of the market, that being interest rates, mortgage rates, going up at uncontrollable rates, okay? Just really rapid fire growth. The acceleration in rates was the problem. Today's buyer who makes the decision to buy today understands that rates are going to be somewhere between 6 and 7.
Right.
And if they cross their fingers and maybe they go to 5. Okay. But who knows? So I'd say right now it's less of an impact. That's a slightly different comment though than does an interest rate of 6.5% on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage result in lower demand? It could, because it prices some people out of the market.
Right.
So does that help with that?
Well, it does. And then at the same time, I had this conversation with a couple previous guests before the end of last year. We were talking about rising interest rates and those type of things. You know, I have, again, it's a historical perspective, but in the 25 years I've been in this industry and watching it, I remember when I got in and interest rates were around 7.5, 7.75. And everybody thought that was an amazing rate because we came out of the late 80s as high as 16%.
Yep.
You know, maybe even 18% at a peak, at a spike there. And people were buying houses in the mid to late 80s. If you talk to Linda Kraft, who was started this company in 1985, right? She'll tell you when she started, interest rates were in that higher percentage rate. When you make that comparison, right? Because I can, because I've lived it, the in today's interest rate, I go, well, we lived in a pretty great world where it was 3%.
So, yeah, and I have a slightly different take on it, but I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah, right.
So
no, that's fine.
3% market, or I have a lot of clients who bought in 2018 and 2019. Their interest rates 30-year fixed is sub 3%.
Right.
So their cost of home ownership is unbelievably low.
Right.
They are
right.
So fortunate
right.
that economic circumstances allowed for that.
Right.
Now, there's a challenge they face. They have sticker shock if they try and trade
right,
up.
Right.
And trading up is going to be problematic for them because it's very hard, unless they have a major change in income profile to the positive, it's very hard to go from a 3% mortgage to a 7% mortgage.
Right.
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 So that,
right,
that removes some of that aspirational trade up because I want to
right.
versus I need to.
Right. No, I understand that completely. I think I'm thinking about it from a historical standpoint going, wow, this actually doesn't seem all that bad. But I also understand that, you know, when we've compared the last, you know, 5 years or so, right, maybe a little bit longer,
yeah,
that comparison, you know, now becomes a much bigger sticker shock because like you said, we've added $1,100 a month to a $450,000 house.
Just in 2022.
Right, just in one year.
That's, you know, 3.02 versus, right. you know, 6.5%.
But that shouldn't necessarily scare anybody out of the market.
No, not at all. Because if you don't own a home, you can't participate in price appreciation, equity buildup, one right. of the largest, if not the most significant way most families create net worth. And again, if I go back to 2019, Jay, and ask you to tell me, how much did values go up 2019 in the Triangle MLS till 2022? The answer is 52%.
Mm.
So if you were trying to time the market or outsmart the Federal Reserve, which I'm not going to try and
I'm not going to do it either.
You lost out on 52%. That's amazing appreciation.
Yeah.
So remember my wants and needs question? And Jay's been looking at me kind of funny because I've got this little prop over here. And
yeah,
I was wondering
when you're
so going to
bring this. Right.
So, and you know, no disrespect to the maker of the coffee. This coffee cost $8.
What?
If I multiply that by a household of two, and if I multiply that by 365 days, because Jay, I'm entitled to go get a cup of coffee and wait 10 minutes in line for the privilege of a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Any idea what that does to purchasing power on a mortgage? And this is the way my brain thinks. And for everyone out there in the audience, I'm an English major who played in high finance for a long time. So it's a little bit of a conflict, and I'm a Gemini, so it's conflicting.
Okay. Yeah, that's really.
It's $79,000 worth of purchasing power.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'm trying to do the math in my head and make that work.
I did the math ahead of time. but that's where I go into when you're a buyer, especially a first-time home buyer. Look at the benefits of getting into home ownership, regardless of where interest rates are. Look at your budget. See what in your budget you can cut out. What is discretionary?
Mm.
What is lifestyle? What is, I don't know the right way to say this. I'll say self-congratulation.
Right.
An $8 cup of coffee is self-congratulation.
Or self-gratifying. And
gratifying.
Right.
And you're entitled to it, but understand the cost of that. Now, your lender is not going to underwrite how much you spend at XYZ coffee store.
Right.
But that's where savings comes from. That's where down payment comes from. That's where purchasing comes. So every decision we make as a consumer has a correlating impact on our financial future.
Right. Yeah, and we're not going to talk about that. No. If you go to Barstucks to get a cup of coffee, it rhymes with it, right? Yeah. I mean, it could be a little bit more expensive. But if you do start doing the math, it really does add up over the course of time, right?
And you know, it's funny. I grabbed the coffee on the way in because I wanted to be, alert for everybody in the audience. And I don't usually pay attention because it just goes on my app, and I don't really. And I'm like, wait a minute, I saw it. That's crazy. So that's why I did the math.
That's pretty awesome. All right. So let's ask this question. And you kind of addressed it, but let's ask it. Maybe you can answer a different way. Have prices moderated?
Yes.
Okay. How's the inventory? And up. Are there enough housing units available in the region,
no.
Rental or owner occupied?
So let's go back over this. Have prices moderated? They have, and they had to.
Okay.
So in 2021, the median home price was up 25%. Unsustainable, not healthy, great for sellers who got out of the market, but not healthy.
Okay.
Year to date, August in 2022, median home price was up 13%.
Okay.
Year end, and we're still waiting on December's numbers, but November's numbers up 10%. So 13 went down to 10.
Right.
Okay. So, price growth, the ability of sellers to push pricing, the ability of competent real estate agents representing the sellers to push pricing has certainly moderated.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't view that as a bad thing.
Okay.
I view that as a good thing.
Okay. You want to dig deeper into that?
Well, just because uncontrolled growth is not good for anybody.
Okay.
Right. And then if a market becomes unaffordable, then you start to have a talent drain. It's much more deep into the economics. People don't stay here after college, they go somewhere else. Our incomes have increased nicely over the last couple of years, a lot due to migration in and portability of jobs.
Right.
But at some point, you then become less desirable to employers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the Triangle is one of the cheapest places, I think, in the country to live if you're in the tech space.
Got it.
That's a good thing.
Right. Okay. So let's kind of end it up with kind of this question. Any advice that you would give to buyers and sellers in the first quarter of this 2023 market?
Yes. I've got four. So if I forget, you let me know.
Okay.
So for sellers, just be reasonable in your expectations for time. Be reasonable in your expectations for price. Understand that a buyer under contract or writing a contract is a blessing. Don't risk that for arbitrary reasons. Don't be a hard knocks negotiator. Take the advice of your professional and definitely work with a professional. For buyers, be reasonable and understand your budget. Understand why you're buying. Understand what your lifestyle could look 1, 3, and 5 years so that the house fits that, so you don't have that sticker shock issue. Work with a professional. Help sort through the must-haves, the needs. I need doors, windows, and a roof.
Mm.
Okay. I don't necessarily need a pool. I don't need a 14-car garage, right? So begin to sort through those and then work within your budget. And for sellers, there's a sense of anxiety. And for buyers, there's a sense of I don't know what the right word is, but both of those are fear. Mm-hmm. Their emotion is fear. So work with a professional who can help you think through those. And, you know, it is a great market. Home ownership is a great thing. And Jay didn't ask me why I'm wearing this, but the best advice I can give you,
okay,
since I'm a rabid Notre Dame fan, is always play like a champion. So if you're going to show up and play the game, play it to win, which requires some compromise. Make sure, you know, your colleague on the podcast laughed a bit. My job is done. You know, but, you know, that's really it, guys, is it's always a good time. It's a great time to buy a house. It's always a great time to sell a house. Homes are not like an ATM machine. Don't use them [S2] Right. [S1] As an ATM machine. Use them as wealth creation. Use them as a way to provide for financial flexibility. Use them for bench drops. Hey, Michelle, thanks for chiming in. We appreciate that. And understand that on the long haul, home ownership is the fantastic way to create wealth. And it's the only investment you can live in. I still have not figured out how to live in my GE stock.
That is amazing advice. And yeah, Michelle, thank you, Michelle, for tuning in, telling us it's great. We love to hear that from you. This has been really good.
So have me back in June and we'll see how my predictions were.
Well, I think because maybe we'll have to do it quarterly.
I'll check with my agent.
I was not ready for the hat, man. I really wasn't.
Well, you see, and that's part of my challenge here is we like to have fun. We like to make the home buying process. Right. We're in it daily. Any real estate agent who's a professional is in it daily. That's why you should work with them. They can help you sort through the stress. It is insanely stressful. So, you know, don't let that keep you from moving forward and understand that most humans are driven by fear rather than pleasure is the opposite of that, right? But just understand that about yourself and see what you can do for yourself.
Yeah, it's a mindset thing. We're close up. I know we're a little bit, but we're going to close up here. But it's a mindset thing. You're either in a promotional mindset or you're in a prevention mindset.
Right.
And prevention is out of fear. Promotion is out of abundance. And so you have to kind of wrap your mind around this. You've been great, as always. Matter of fact, I think you got better and you're always been great, but you've been even better now. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I'm always available. You can hit me up on social media. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on YouTube. I need some definitely more followers. I've got 100. But the easiest way to get a hold of me is Tony, Tony, at lindacraft.com, which is LindaCraft.com. You can hit me up on Facebook. And as Jay knows, if you're a dad or a mom or not, hit me up every Wednesday and get a hold of the Fink Funny. Because Jay, this is year 5 of the Fink Funny.
Wow.
And other than the Hall of Shame, which are the jokes that have to be repeated,
right,
I've yet to repeat a joke.
That's pretty awesome. So his name is Tony Fink. He is a buyers and listings expert with LindaCraft Team Realtors. Folks, you've been watching Real Estate Right Now. You've been listening to Real Estate Right Now. Listen, we appreciate you. We know you had a lot of choices. You chose us. Listen, we're thankful for that. So you know what? Tell your friends. Tell even people you don't like that you watch the show.
Tune in.
That this is a great show. Hey, listen, I thank you everywhere. And as I say to you everywhere, all over the world, and that is ciao, everybody.